Tips for overcoming negative thinking. In my previous post, I wrote about the biological reason why we're programmed to look for negatives and discount the positives. If you haven't read it, there's a link below. Basically, humans have survived so long because we're really adept at spotting potential threats. That's the primary function of our amygdala, the primitive part of the brain that we share with all mammals. Think of it as an inbuilt alarm system. Many people don't realize that the amygdala is responsible for our intuition, for our gut feeling. And as a result, we often override warning signals when something doesn't feel right about a person or situation. That's often when our anxiety increases as adrenaline and cortisol flood our nervous system as part of the fight, flight, freeze response. Humans are hardwired to seek out potential threats. We call that negativity bias. It's what's kept us alive as a species for so long. Positive things are not a threat to our survival. They are almost immaterial once the dopamine gained from attaining them has worn off. So, in a nutshell, this is the reason why we tend to focus on negatives and discount positives. Before we launch into the tips, I want to point out that in no way am I being as glib as to say, just think positive. I know from bitter experience that it's simply not that easy. However, there are research-backed tools that are clinically proven to help manage feelings of negativity, stress, and overwhelm. It's those that I'll be sharing in this article. Tips for overcoming negative thinking. For many people, me included, negative thinking can be problematic, especially if, like me, you were modelled worry, anxiety, and overwhelmed by your closest adults as a child. However, you can use some basic but effective tools to help manage your nervous system and combat that excessive negative thinking. Number one. Awareness is everything. You can't change what you're not aware of. Recognizing and acknowledging negativity bias is an excellent start to rewiring your brain for positivity. Number two, show your subconscious what you want, not what you don't. Your brain is like a heat-seeking missile. It uses your reticular activating system, discussed in the previous article, to filter out anything it believes to be unimportant. However, it can only be a brilliant tool if you use it correctly. In other words, tell it or show it what you want and not what you don't. Number three, use the 80-20 rule. Allow yourself 20% of your time to think about the problem, then use the remaining 80% to focus on solutions. Most of us tend to do it the other way around. Number four, avoid watching the news. When we continually monitor the news, it keeps us on artificial high alert, triggering our stress response and heightening our negativity bias. By all means, be aware of what's going on in the world, but avoid phone alerts and having the news on for more than 10 minutes in the morning. I strongly recommend just listening or watching bulletins, and I definitely do not recommend the many 24-hour news channels. They're incredibly damaging to our mental health. Number five, be mindful of what information you consume, what you watch, the podcasts you listen to, the books you read, the social media accounts you follow, all impact your mental health and feed into negativity bias. If you must watch serial killer documentaries on Netflix, I suggest counteracting that negativity by intermingling the odd comedy. Number six, be aware of whom you're spending time with. We become the five people that we spend the most time around. Notice any mood hoovers who constantly complain but are unwilling to do anything about their situation. That will undoubtedly directly impact how you see the world and your nervous system. If removing such people isn't an option, setting clear boundaries is critical. For more information on how to do that, read my article, how to set boundaries. The link is below. If you're anxious right now, if you recognize that you're already in fight, flight, freeze mode, for example, you're feeling anxious, your heart is racing, you're having difficulty sleeping and eating, or you've got an upset stomach, it will be challenging to attempt to do the things I've listed above. This is because you can't think of solutions when, metaphorically speaking, your nervous system thinks a saber-toothed tiger is chasing you. Top-down regulation, in other words, trying to control your body with your mind, won't work when your stress response is activated. Instead, your priority should be bringing your nervous system back to homeostasis or baseline and blunting your arousal state, fight, flight, freeze. The best and quickest way to do this is through breath work. There are so many different recommendations for this. However, the most effective breathing combination that I've found is the 16-second method. Breathe in for 4 seconds, hold for 2 seconds, breathe out for 8 seconds as if you're blowing through a straw, hold for 2, and repeat this breathing pattern for 2 to 5 minutes or longer if necessary. Once your nervous system is regulated and you feel calmer and more in control, you can implement steps 1 to 5 above. In my next post, I'll talk more about my most effective tools for managing a triggered nervous system. In the meantime, sign up to receive my weekly newsletter straight to your inbox to be the first to read my latest posts and learn about free webinars and other special offers. Click newsletter in the website menu above.